or the businesses themselves. So you have IGS, one of the things they consider to, instead of rehiring all these guys,
So, listen, we have an organization that does do business process analytics. We outsource other companies' analytics processes for them. What we're finding is analytics still occupy a high value space for clients. High value spaces aren't things that clients tend to want to let a third party do. So, the market is not growing as rapidly. I'll tell you what we are doing that I think you're going to find interesting is clients don't think about data. When they think about Nielsen, excuse me, Nielsen, because there's an outsourced analytics example, and one knows them, right? They don't think of outsourced analytics as a data process that happens to be business process outsourcing. We have people, but clients don't. It's a service. It's just kind of like the Nielsen service. So are we looking at selected places where we can do services like that? Because it's packaging. It's not, you know, as IT people, we break it down into its component parts. And we're selling to people like that, the business looks outside that. So what we have to do is, you know, they've got to get packaged as services. We're looking at selected niches where we can do that. And we've done a lot of research around what IBM's brand permission is in some of these niches. Some markets give us much more brand permission than others. So there's one area that we are looking for. We are looking at more rapidly, I will tell you, is your notion about services. I mean, your notion about reaching skills. This is my view of it in the direction we see us going, see this market. And some of our recent organizational announcements kind of state a bit of a direction in this way as well. The market, there's always going to be a market for a bespoke, handcrafted solution. And let's understand, the big end of town is always going to have a bespoke, handcrafted solution. I mean, if you're Walmart getting that, one, they got a few, but not many, standard packages. You know, Walmart is one of the very last implementations of a standard financial system. But they don't, their scale, the uniqueness of their business gives them the right, they want handcrafted solutions that make sense for their business. And the big end of town is always going to be like that. Which is great. But you can't scale that business to what we're talking about. It's a point you're making. What we see ourselves doing more and more, and you see this, much more prepackaged offerings and solutions. Much more packaging of standard software platform, accelerators, frameworks and accelerators that speed the time to value, that have a, we've got for 7 or 8 major industries, the data models, pre-built data models, we have frameworks that populate those data models, integration frameworks that actually pull data out of the 10 standard transaction processes and put it into a data model, a whole standard group of presentation layers. Now, I mean, you put all that together in analytics, you could call that an analytics application. It's not really an application. It's not like something you configure, because it does still require some systems integration, process design. But you're beginning to create this whole application space around analytics